Northwest News Radio management or staff.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cura Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome to Pause and Listen. This is Peter, and I'm really excited to be with you here this Saturday afternoon. Just a quick reminder, Pause and Listen is on every Saturday from 2 to 3 here on Northwest News Radio, and we're here to bring information, knowledge, answer your questions, and be your source of information as passionate pet owners out there, and certainly welcome any questions. You can go to our caraveterinary.com, and that's caraveterinary.com. website. Not only can you find the locations of our 10 area hospitals that I founded and started here a few years ago here in the Pacific Northwest, but you can also go to the Pause and Listen landing page and submit questions on there. We also have recordings of the previous shows on there. If you missed the Saturday, you can certainly go grab there. I am really excited today to have our guest on with us today, and we have Julie Warner on with us today. And a quick background on Julie. So Julie, and I'll let her introduce herself in a minute, but she works with Mud Bay. And so I was having a conversation with Mud Bay about doing some things on the phone or on this radio show about nutrition and what Mud Bay offers. And Julie was telling me her story, and I was like, Julie, I need you on this show. And so we're very excited to have her on today talking about disaster relief. And we had this conversation, Julie, before Maui and what's the devastation that's happening there on the for life in general. And certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody affected by that. And I think Maui is close to all of our hearts here in the Pacific Northwest, and feel like it's right next door. We made the decision to have this show on well before that happened, but I look forward to diving a little specifics into what has occurred there. But Julie, tell me a little bit about you. And first of all, thanks so much for being on the show. It's exciting to have you on. And tell us a little bit about your history and your role with Mud Bay and where you're at with I'm excited to have you share your knowledge with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is super exciting. I'm so passionate about disaster preparedness for pets. So as you mentioned, I work with Mud Bay. I'm the director of marketing there. So we got to meet early on. But for about the past 15 years, I've been doing disaster relief work specifically for animals around the entire country. Mm. So my very first disaster that I attended, many of us in the business attended, was Katrina. Okay. And I, as devastating as that was, the beautiful thing about Katrina, the silver lining, was it changed the way we thought about disaster relief and preparedness, in that we needed to start to include our pets. Mm-hmm. We needed to start to think about them. Those pictures of, you know, cats and dogs on top of roofs and floodwaters really hit home, and people went, oh my gosh. So, you know, over the past almost two decades now, we have drastically changed the way we address this in the United States.
So how did you get started with that initially? Like, I mean, yeah. I suspect a lot of our listeners out there are like, oh, I would want to get involved. But how did you, like, make that step of helping through that, and through what organizations?
Yeah, so I started with the Oregon Humane Society. Many of us here in the Pacific Northwest are very familiar with them. They're a world-class organization. And they have two animal humane officers. They're actually trained at the police academy. And one of them decided that he wanted to start a kind of a rescue team, if you will. So it's mm-hmm. the Oregon Humane Society Technical Animal Rescue, so OSTAR.
Okay.
And that was born out of the fact that if you went hiking and your dog fell off the side of the hill, if your cat got caught up in a tree, there's nobody to come and get them. The fire department does not come and get cats up trees, right? So he said, we got to put together a team to do this. Unfortunately, there's also human error, if you will, with animals. And they also needed people to come and help with things like hoarding situations and extracting animals. So I've been on a number of those legal cases as well. So he put together this team and we trained and boom, 2005 September hits and Katrina is in front of all of us. And like many organizations around the country, we all descended upon New Orleans, basically, to a facility called Lamar Dixon. And after that, I said, okay, this is really something that's very important to me. And so I stayed on with OSTAR for a couple of years, and then I got involved with the Humane Society of the United States. They have a huge rescue team that's all over the country. And by the way, this is all volunteer-driven. So many times if there's a disaster, let's say in a place like Louisiana, they'll call volunteers from the local area. But if they can't get enough, they'll call us in the Pacific Northwest. If there's fires in California, they call us on the West Coast. After Humane Society of the United States, somebody there, I worked a few cases with them. There was more legal cases with them. They do a lot of really strong legal work on behalf of animals. I went in and to on a case and a friend said, hey, you should really check out American Humane. And between Humane Society of the United States, American Humane, Noah's Ark, and Red Rover, which are the kind of the big ones out there, they're smaller ones too. A lot of us will show up on the same incidents if they're large enough. And every once in a while, it'll just be one of our teams coming in. So I joined up with American Humane, and I have been exclusively with them for the last just about 15 years now.
So if somebody wanted to volunteer their time or made that decision, because, you know, it's a lot of personal sacrifice.
It is,
A lot of, I've been involved with multiple cases myself personally.
We love it when vets go on.
So, but how would you go about volunteering and connecting?
Yeah, any one of these websites, so AmericanHumane.org, Humane Society of the United States.org, or HSUS.org, you can go there and look up their rescue arm of what they do. Or you can go talk to your local shelter. I know many local shelters do not have any kind of rescue group, and you can always talk about starting one too. But if you want to join one of these larger national ones, go look at their website, see what the requirements are. I had to take some very specific courses because they have protocol. We run under the incident command system so that we can embed ourselves with local authorities when we get to a disaster and work under their system of ICS.
That was actually the question I was just going to ask you is, like, let's take something like Katrina and and who is quarterbacking or coordinating all of this together? Because obviously there's a lot of people trying to help. But there feels like there needs to be from the human and as well as the animal side of some coordination.
Exactly, yeah. So these large incidents will run under ICS, the Incident Command situation, and services, sorry. And the local authority there is considered the head of the disaster situation.
Right.
We come in and coordinate with them. And then we go off and do the work that they ask us to do specifically. And I can go into a little bit more about what that looks like.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. It's, well, first of all, Julie, thank you for doing this. I'm excited to dive into a little bit of what we can also do on a local level when we come back from break, in addition to what we can do to prepare. Like, we all know at some point, the big earthquake's going to hit here. We see what's happened in Maui, and that could happen in any of our communities here too. And how do we try to prepare for some of these from the pet's perspective onto that? And we'll do that right after the break. Once again, this is Peter Brown. This is with Pause and Listen. We're here for you every Saturday from 2 to 3. I'm here with a guest, Julie Warner, with me today. We'll be back after the break.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Seeing some delays on I-5 northbound, beginning just north of the Ship Canal Bridge and extending through the downtown core of Seattle to about Michigan Street. If you're driving up from Tacoma to Seattle, that's currently taking you around 75 minutes. Things moving a bit faster on the southbound side of things, Seattle to Tacoma in about 40 right now. Our next Northwest traffic at 224, I'm Sam Rongvi.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
Another caller to the Northwest Auto Show who trusts their truck to the pros at Plateau Diesel Performance.
So I finally decided to call them up because I was looking at getting some work done. And because you're recommending them, that's why I'm going to them.
The place to go for a diesel shop, I don't think there's anybody even close.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're already ordering parts for me. They're going to do some work on my engine. I'm going to put a little extra power in.
We're lucky to have them. I say that all the time.
Plateau Diesel Performance in Enumclaw. Call 844-6-DIESEL. PlateauDiesel.com.
What happens if the premiums get too expensive and I can't afford my long-term care insurance? You know, this is one of the biggest concerns for people considering long-term care planning. Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. It seems like everyone who has had a long-term care insurance plan has been faced with a premium increase along the way. But the truth is, things have changed over the last few years, and we now have plans with guaranteed level payments. You also have single pay and limited pay options, so you don't have to pay into your plan forever. If you have a question for us, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan. Sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join us Saturdays and Sundays at noon on KVI for Long Term Care Radio. Learn more at 525longtermcare.com.
The next 525 Advisors webinar is 3 p.m. Thursday, September 21st. Get details and sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Just click the Attend a Webinar tab at the top of the homepage.
At Fred Meyer, we know the minute a tomato is picked, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've shortened the time from harvest to home for our tasty tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. So no matter how you shop, you have more time with your fresh produce. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Save with summer Freshtival deals, like red, green, or black seedless grapes, just 99 cents a pound with your card and digital coupon. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this Saturday afternoon. I'm here with a very special guest, Julie Warner. Forgot to mention her earlier, but we have Marina Rockinger helping produce the show today. So thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fascinated by what she's talking about here with animal rescue and coming in with helping out in places like Maui.
Yeah, certainly very pertinent to today and the news that's been going on over the last few weeks and the disaster there. And we'll dive in a little bit more on how we can all potentially help specifically to that situation. Julie, I know right before break you were talking about some of the wonderful work you're doing to volunteer with the Humane Society and the different opportunities for pet owners to give back, not only with their wallet potentially, but also with some volunteer time. One thing that I'm also very passionate about is the local needs also. So we often think about the big disaster, the earthquake, the hurricane, and obviously the devastation of the fires. But there's things happening in our community. I was recently talking to Jill Service, Scott's the Mariner manager's wife, who's very passionate about helping with rescues in the Eastern Washington and the OMAC, Okanagan area, you know, about a house fire there where there was 50 some pets involved with that. And things are happening in our communities. And so it's not just the heading down to New Orleans for those major disasters, but it's also those local needs that come up where they need volunteers for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you said, you know, how do you guys get into one of these disasters and how does that look? I would be remiss if I didn't mention all the local folks who show up. And they show up in so many different ways. Sometimes they're there to help us walk dogs. Sometimes they're there to help us clean litter boxes, because generally speaking, we will come in and set up temporary shelter. Right. And, we've even had town folk come in and bring us lunch, like just any way that you can help. It's a fine, delicate balance between coming in and trying to help when you're setting up shelters and systems and getting them in place so that the animals are stabilized. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing, getting them stabilized and back into routine. But, you know, checking in with the local authorities there, Maui seems kind of far away to us. But, you know, there's a whole section of the island that has not been affected by fire yet, or hopefully will be at all. And a lot of those local residents are coming into the affected area and saying, how can we help you? Mm-hmm. Whether it's taking humans into their houses, pets into their houses, can we help you walk your dog, you know, if you're in a shelter, that kind of thing. So if you're local and something happens and you want to show up and help, don't be offended if you get pushed away at the very beginning, because it's very chaotic, but keep coming back. Keep asking. And even just walking one dog can make a huge difference. Just cleaning one litter box or petting one cat can make a huge difference. And volunteer help is so, so necessary.
Yeah, I think it is very important. There's two personal situations that I've had over the years as a veterinarian in Skagit County, where we had a major flood. This is probably going back 20 some years ago. And we had horses that were trapped on an island in the Skagit River. Well, what had become an island, it wasn't originally an island. and that island was getting flooded. And the volunteers that jumped to help me, you know, get in a boat, go figure out how to get a hold of these horses, tranquilize them, be able to load them into a boat, and you know, the people volunteering to help make that happen and ultimately saving some lives was, you know, very powerful. So you don't necessarily think as a boat owner that you're going to help rescue pets, but in this case, there was.
Yeah, so, that is such a great point, that if you have some kind of specialty or some kind of, if you have a trailer, if you have a boat, if you have something that these rescue teams can use, it's so critical. Horses are a great example, because they are kind of the borderline animal between the pets in our house and livestock.
Yep.
But if there's a fire and you need to move 20 horses quickly and you don't have all the trailers lined up, I mean, fires can blow through so quickly.
Right. Yeah, which we obviously learned recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other example that really came up to me was I was involved with a puppy mill bust. And we could spend a whole subject talking about puppy mills. In this case, the information we had when I went in with the police, because it was a warrant and that whole process, was that there was about 100 dogs into this puppy mill. There turned out to be 525 when we got into it.
All the pregnant mommies.
And so, I mean, the phone tree started for just transportation, crates, like all these needs to all of a sudden, how do you place in a 24-hour time frame 525 pets into foster homes? And so
real scenario.
It was a real scenario. And that's how you can help out there.
Exactly.
And yeah. So Julie, I'm very excited when we come back from break to talk about how to prepare for situations and what are the things you can do. And I certainly have some great ideas as a veterinarian, but I'm interested to hear from your ideas and how do we be ready for when that event does come. So once again, this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. I'm here with Julie Warner from Mud Bay and talking about disaster relief. Marina's on the control board, and we'll be back after the break. This is Pause and Listen.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see backups on westbound I-90 between Bellevue and Seattle. If you're going across the bridge, it's taken around 80 minutes currently. Bellevue to Seattle across westbound 520 in just over 40. If you're going the other way on I-90 from Seattle out to Issaquah, we're seeing some minor delays there as well. That pushing your travel time to around 25 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 234. I'm Sam Rongby.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A veterinary.com.
Do me a favor. Grab your latest investment statements if you know where they are. How many do you have? A lot? How many different investments are in each statement? A bunch? Do you own individual stocks, bonds, sector funds, and stuff you don't understand? Yeah, I thought so. I'm Don McDonald, and I'm pretty sure you have a case of hodgepodgeitis. But don't worry, it's not terminal and can be cured. But it takes three things: a bit of time, some fiduciary guidance, and a plan. There's a problem, though. Most financial advisors can't or won't provide any of those. That's where we come in. Tom and I will provide you the help you need to overcome hodgepodgeitis in a free, no-obligation meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. So scan or take a picture of all those pages you gathered, then go to TalkingRealMoney.com, click on Meet an Advisor, and set up a free appointment online or by phone when it's convenient for you. Let us sort through the mess and help you get started on a better, simpler future plan. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004.
The smartest decision you can make when remodeling your kitchen and bath is hiring a builder with all the services you need under one roof. We're talking designers, architects, and craftsmen all working in harmony on your project. It's possible with the all-inclusive remodeling program from Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. These guys take care of everything from design to the finished product. A true one-stop shop with an emphasis on being on budget, on time, so you can have a stress-free remodeling experience. With an impeccable five-star reputation, you'll see why hundreds of clients have trusted Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design for their kitchen and bath project. You can even get a detailed cost estimate in your very first meeting. Remodel the smart way. Experience the convenience of all-inclusive remodeling with Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. Consultations are always free. Just go to evergreenhomeremodelinganddesign.com. That's evergreenhomeremodelinganddesign.com. Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. On budget, on time, plus design.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry
tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
News Radio 1000 FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. An arrest has been made in the drive-by shooting death of a Monroe corrections officer Thursday night. Detectives arrested the 22-year-old suspect around 3 o'clock yesterday and now are looking for more witnesses. Como 4's Ryan Sims says details on the shooting itself are limited.
Como News confirmed that the man who died in this drive-by had been a corrections officer at Monroe for about a year and a half. Yet recently we learned he had been away from the job on paternity leave, a heart-wrenching fact that's now causing a groundswell of support.
I'll get a phone call usually in the process of it to get ready to support the family.
Kelly Landon is head of Back the Blue Snohomish County, a nonprofit that aims to help law enforcement officers going through crisis. And already she's raising awareness about this case.
I think it's more about being there for the family. You know, a lot of people do not stand up for the police these days.
Como is not naming the fallen officer until investigators publicly name him. On Thursday evening, he was shot and killed in the middle of this rural road.
Ryan Sims, Como News.
Police say a man is in critical condition after being shot at an encampment off 29th Avenue South and South McClellan Street in the Beacon Hill neighborhood. Como 4's Hannah Knowles says neighbors hear gunshots on a regular basis.
A Beacon Hill resident who lives in the apartments across the street tells me the tents started arriving after the MLB All-Star Week this summer.
After the baseball week, it kind of showed up, and after the encampment near Burger King exploded.
According to the city's homelessness dashboard, 31 shots have been fired near or in an encampment during the first half of 2023, an average of one per week.
As residents, occasionally we might hear gunshots. You know, we don't know what in Hades is going on and don't really want to know.
Hannah Knowles, Como News.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at some travel times up and down I-5 for you. Everett to Seattle on southbound 5, taking around 65 minutes right now. Things moving a bit quicker if you're heading up northbound from Seattle to Everett. That's taking just under 30. Seattle Tacoma in 35. Tacoma to Seattle continuing to see slowdowns. That's taking 65 minutes right now. Tacoma to Olympia. Olympia to Tacoma, both taking around 30 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 244. I'm Sam Rongby.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
Throughout the afternoon, we're going to find our temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s and lots of sunshine out there for today. Ditto that for Sunday. Onshore flow returns on Monday, and that means some marine clouds in the morning, maybe a little mist or drizzle. Afternoon, mostly cloudy and dry, and then dry and partly to mostly sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the Como Weather Center. Theron's on Como News.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back from break. This is Peter. I'm here with Julie Warner from Mud Bay. Marina's on the controls. And we're talking today about something that is, for me, it's a really important part of my job as a veterinarian is how to help into crisis moments and how to help, whether it's a disaster from a house fire, the devastation that is going on to life in Maui, to, you know, previous events, whether it was, you know, here locally in a Skagit River flooding event or a disaster at Katrina. And how do we help prepare for situations as well as help when those situations do arise? So as all of us know, disaster happens, and the only thing we really can do for it is try to help prepare. And so, Julie, when we think about disaster for a pet owner, a pet parent here in the greater Pacific Northwest, how can we prepare for that situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is really near and dear to my heart. So let me start with this. Failing to plan is planning to fail. That is the motto that we all live by. In the
good words of advice. Yeah. Good words of advice.
So think of your pet and planning for your pet as an extension of the family. Mm-hmm. There's literally nothing in your pet's disaster preparedness kit that isn't in your own kit. I mean, different food, obviously. But the things that you would plan for yourself are the things that you need to think about for your pet. Little nuances here and there. You want to plan in our area probably for fire and certainly for earthquake. Mm-hmm. Fire is one of those things that, you know, comes up quickly. So whatever you have planned for fire, your kit, your go kit, your important papers, medications, they need to be readily accessible because you may have very, very little time to get out. Mm-hmm. Remember a transport system for your animal. That's leashes, of course, and harnesses for dogs. But if you have cats or guinea pigs or, you know, hamsters.
Or a bearded dragon that we have at home, right?
Yes, there you go. And we talked about horses earlier, kind of a different scenario there. But these in-home pets, mm-hmm. a portable carrying system is critical for those quick get up and go. For earthquake planning, you, in theory, while it happens quickly and unannounced, you have a little bit more time to plan for it. Planning for an earthquake, my recommendation is plan for at least 7 days of being completely self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. Do not plan on your cell phone working.
Right.
Okay? I cannot stress that enough. Do not plan on your cell phone working. One of the things that's really critical is having information on you, like hard copy. So mm-hmm. obviously of insurance records and things like that. But when a shelter is set up for animals and people come in who have been affected by the disaster looking for their animals, one of the things that we ask for is proof that that animal is yours. Mm. That means a picture.
Yep.
Ideally, a picture of you with the animal, or at least the animal front and center. That is not going to happen. You're not going to be able to provide that if your phone's dead and your 700 pictures of Fluffy are on your phone. So get yourself a physical picture in there with your stuff. Another thing that's really, really important, and I mentioned it in passing here, is medication. If your animal has any medication that's necessary for them to be alive,
right?
See if you can get extra of that, or, you know, that you can plan for that as well.
Yeah. And I think that's really, yeah, try to plan for that, you know, especially if it's like a diabetic patient,
just like you would for a seizure
patient, something on that. In addition to that, what I'd highly recommend is have a printout of what it is. So even if you don't end up with your insulin from your fridge, are you going to remember what the dose, you know, the concentration of that insulin is, what brand it is? But if you have that information in a document, then, you know, likely you can get connected with another veterinarian to get that. And you need to be prepared that your veterinarian, who may be in local in your community, may also be shut down, maybe also going through this. And I have some very close friends that are veterinarians in Katrina or in New Orleans, and what they dealt with, one, with their own business and the pets that were there, let alone trying to help all the pets out there. I think the other thing I would add, and we'll keep going with this even after the break, because I think this is such an important subject, but I think also the microchipping or identification of your pets
is
huge. And I think that's one of the saddest things I've experienced. And we experienced this after some of the floods up in Skagit County, where people were separated from their pets and trying the challenges of trying to get them back together at a time where you need your pet. You need that comfort zone.
Yes.
You need that connection, that just the value of being able to be reconnected with your family member that's four-legged is huge. Yeah. And I think having them microchipped and having that identification, I never thought of the idea of having a picture to identify them.
Yeah, because if there's not a microchipper around, what are you going to do? Yeah, but that's so critical. Chip your pets, please.
So this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown with Julie Warner, as a guest today. We'll be back after the break.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
So what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to Top Rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
It's time to hold on loosely and rock the night away with 38 Special at Emerald Queen Event Center, Saturday, September 30th. Just hold on loosely. 38 Special, one of the great Southern rock bands. Tickets on sale at emeraldqueen.com. Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Tom Turner here for Mathewson's Automotive and Tire in Renton, truly one of the finest shops in the country. Top quality vehicle maintenance and repair has been Mathewson's trademark since 1933. They've got outstanding technicians and all the latest equipment and tooling to diagnose and fix all makes and all models. And happy customers are their specialty at Mathewson's, a AAA top shop and winner of the City of Renton's Total Quality Business Award. 271 Rainier Avenue North in Renton, or click MathewsonsAutomotive.com. Mathewson's, the Nordstrom of auto repair.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you and see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's CARA Veterinary.com.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see delays on I-5 southbound coming through downtown Seattle. Those beginning at around Denny Way and extending up back to north of Northgate. If you're coming southbound from Everett to Seattle, that's taking around 65 minutes. Delays as well on northbound I-5 entering Seattle. Those beginning just north of I-90 and extending down to just south of Albro Place. Tacoma to Seattle in 60 minutes as well. Our next Northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. I'm really excited to be with everybody here Saturday afternoon. And I have a very special guest on, Julie Warner from Mud Bay, who's, wow, the amazing things she's done to help pets out there in cases of disaster, both locally and nationally. And I'm really happy to have her on. So thanks so much for being with us today,
thanks
Julie.
Thanks for having me.
One thing, Julie, through her being with marketing at Mud Bay, is offering a discount for if you go to mudbay.com and use the discount code CARA, CARA10, you can get 10% off your order through there online. So thank you so much for doing that for the listeners.
Yeah, get some of those disaster supplies going.
Yes, yeah. So right before break, we were talking through about how to prepare. And during the break, Julie was reminding me it's not just necessarily this huge disaster. It could be things like power outages for 2 weeks or other areas like that that we're, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot more of a lot of this going on throughout the world. And so, Julie, talk to me a little bit more about preparing and what, you know, I'm a passionate cat owner right now. Unfortunately, I lost my little Sammy here a few months ago, and my wife and I haven't made the step to get another dog again. But we have three amazing cats.
Yes.
And so what should I be doing to prepare as a pet parent?
Yeah. So, you know, every kit is going to be just a little bit different, but again, plan for at least 7 days. Okay.
So that's 7 days of like water, food supply, medication.
Yes. Litter. If you have a cat, plan for needing to transport the animal. So if it's a smaller animal in a carrier, if it's a larger animal, some sort of harness and restraint system. Plan that you need pretty much the extension of what you're going to do for your human family for your pet. That's a good rule of thumb. But to get some actionable lists going, I recommend that people go to ready.gov to plan for the entire family. And if you're looking specifically for pets, they have it there, but humanesociety.org. Fantastic preparation kit planning there. Mm-hmm. So again, that's ready.gov for everybody, pets included, and humanesociety.org. And you can just print out the lists. And for me and my family, we have a few different containers. Remember, too, where you put this. If you're going to store it outside, make sure it's waterproof, windproof, snowproof, fire, you know, all the things. If it's inside, just be sure that you can get to it quickly if you need to. Mm-hmm. But in my family, we go through it about every 18 months. And I've just taken a piece of duct tape and thrown the date on different things that could potentially expire. And I just look at them. Perfect. And I go, oh, okay, that needs to come out. More needs to come in. It takes me, once I set the kit up, which took about a half a day, it takes me about an hour to go through every 18 months.
That's great.
And my family is self-sufficient for about 7 days, maybe a little bit longer.
So who in the family should know where this kit is?
Everybody.
Yes. And I think that's a really important point because oftentimes, you know, disaster happens when maybe one member of the family is home and the others are separated and at work or at school. And I think it is really important. And the other thing that I also feel is extremely important is practice it. Mm-hmm. You know, go through the drill with the family. Talk about, hey, this is where it's stored. This is how we get the cat loaded into the carrier. Yep. This is how we grab. This is our meeting spot, too,
yes.
Right? I think, you know, we could do a whole show on just disaster for yourself and your family under this too. You know, one thing we recently, purchased was one of these radios that has a, the crank up radio. And then thinking about how do we try to communicate? We're all so cell phone dependent, not only for pictures of our pets, but how do we connect with our family and friends? And
cell towers will most likely be down. One of the other things I really want to talk about for just a second, and I know you know what I'm saying here, is animals are not going to act like your family pet in the middle of a crisis. Animals are animals by nature. Your dog is an animal. Your cat is an animal. They will be scared. They will be stressed. They will not come when you call them.
Right?
If you have cats that are outside cats and an earthquake comes, and you think, well, they'll just come home. Or maybe you even have a dog that's an outside dog in a fenced area, but the fence goes down. Oh, well, they'll just come home. The earth has shaken. Their smell patterns have shaken. They will not necessarily be able to find their way home. They may be hiding somewhere. So it's also great to talk to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And if you see a stray dog or cat, a disaster has hit, and you see one in your neighborhood, and you can get it without hurting yourself or the animal that can be fractious, take it in.
Yep.
Right? So it's a community effort here. And then there will be at some point a shelter set up where you can bring other animals that maybe have come into your care, or, you know, maybe it's your own animal. You don't have a place to keep them and you need to put it in the temporary shelter for a minute.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point that often we don't think about through that, and those situations come up. And I think it's important to remember they are in a survival mode, right? So the normal behaviors may not occur. They're in, you know, this mode of they're going to seek shelter. They're going to try to get away from the shaking ground.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, listening to the radio, understanding this is happening everywhere. They're looking at this as this own individual event that way.
Yeah.
Earlier on the show, I talked to about, we brought Julie on to talk about this before when the disaster that occurred in Maui. So, Julie, can you give us some insights, because you're much closer and to this, of some of the things that are happening on the ground at Maui and through this process? And we'll talk a little bit about how we can all help on that, but just give some insight of, from the animal perspective, what is happening there?
Yeah, for people who were able to get out of the fire with their animals, or animals who were able to escape the fire, my gut tells me that they have set up temporary shelter through Maui Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the Hawaii Humane Society came over to help. And they've gotten a lot better about this in general in the United States, but letting people shelter in place with their animals. And, you know, so at a human shelter, they may have it segmented off to the side, but people being allowed to bring their pets in until an official shelter has been set up for pets. I know that aid is something that everybody wants to give, and, you know, there could just be this huge flood of it. But with the electricity out, the systems down, they are trying to put all that fundamental communication in place right now. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really, instead of sending stuff individually yourself, you know, like, here, let me just send a bunch of supplies over there.
Right.
The best thing to do is to find an organization like Maui Humane Society. You can find them at mauihumanesociety.org. Another one that I've worked with before, and I really trust them, is greatergood.com. And these types of organizations, Maui will be obviously right there. Greater Good, their whole purview is getting supplies where they need to go in times of crisis. Mm-hmm. So they're really, really good at making sure that if you donate there, your money's not going to, you know, I've been in situations where we put a call out for paper towels. We literally got over 1,000 rolls of paper towels, and then there was no dog food, you know? So it's making sure that the supplies are allocated in the right way, in the ways that they're really needed. Mm-hmm. So finding those kind of organizations, again, greatergood.com, mauihumanesociety.org. and they will be able to distribute to the need on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Will you in general recommend donating money versus supplies, or how do you typically recommend that?
Yeah, I recommend money. But if they have a specific call for supplies, mm-hmm. Again, supplies sometimes, though, you get this huge influx of them and you can't use them as fast as they're brought in. And it's the situation is always changing.
Yeah.
So at one moment, you know, you may just, I've been in the shelter situation where we've gotten 50 new animals, mm-hmm. you know, in like the last 10 minutes. And then for 2 days, we'll get nothing. And we're settling back in. And right. then 25 cats. Oh my God. Yeah. You know, so right. it can change. And those people are really good at flexing and pivoting as necessary with supplies. So that's what I generally do if I'm outside of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, if we want to help, which we all want to help, and how can we and do that? And most of us don't have the opportunity to be over there and volunteering and doing that. I think the financial help through that is huge. And, you know, it's for me, I became a veterinarian because I love pets and I love pets as family. Mm-hmm. And I know during times of crisis and times of life events that occur, having your pet by your side is such a critical element of of happiness, satisfaction, and, you know, even all the information of during the pandemic of isolation and people feeling depressed and the role that pets did on that. And I see what's happening over in Maui. I cannot imagine it.
Yeah.
But I also know what a role pets can do through that. And I know my my sister is down in Joshua Tree, and she has a dog that she's trained to help with search and rescue. But a lot of what does when a family member's lost is comforting the existing family. Yeah. And so the role that pets are, even for people that may have lost their pets or never had a pet that are over there, the survivors, having the role for being able to pet the golden retriever.
Oh my gosh. It cannot be overstated. I can't tell you how many times somebody's lost their home. I was just down in Georgia earlier this year after some significant tornadoes ripped through a huge area. And, you know, all these people, like literally nothing left. And they were able to get out with the shirt on their back and their pet. And so their pet was with us in the temporary shelter set up. And they would come in every day to walk that pet.
Yeah.
And I might start crying. they said, this is what's keeping me going.
Yeah.
Knowing that my pet is taken care of. And that I can come in and he, she, it won't judge me. I can just walk them and cry into their fur. I mean, it is so powerful, the healing that animals can bring, and especially in times like disaster.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that's happening across all of Maui right now. And
absolutely.
Our thoughts and prayers are out with the people there and also all the amazing people that are helping there. We're going to go to break here in just a minute. So, and I want to wrap things up here after break on how to prepare, how to help. Really thankful today to have Julie with us here today. So
thanks
again for being on. And
thank you.
Do encourage you to go to carveterinary.com, go to the Pause and Listen landing page. You can submit questions there. Also go to mudbay.com and use the special discount code for the listeners here of CARA, C-A-R-A, 10, to get a discount off your online order. Once again, thank you for doing that. And we'll be back after break. This is Peter Brown. Pause and listen.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of CARA Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. Teamokanimalrescue.org.
Take care of your car, and it will take care of you. That's why Tom Turner always recommends cleaning your fuel system with Dr. Injector FSM.
FSM fuel injector cleaner.
Good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I got a 2002 Kia. I've just turned 170,000 miles on it. Put that stuff in it, and I'm telling you, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, FSM is reasonably priced. It's as good as there is. I wouldn't tell you it was good if it wasn't.
Dr. Injector FSM. Available at your local Dr. Injector store, Amazon, or eBay. DocInjector.com.
Hello and welcome to The Fred Meyer Show. At Fred Meyer, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Fred Meyer app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. So no matter how you shop, you'll always save big at Fred Meyer. Fred Meyer. Fresh for everyone.
Right now, select varieties of Ragu pasta sauce and Private Selection pasta are on sale for only $1.29 each with your card and digital coupon. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast, too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
A reminder that this weekend, both directions of 405 are closed between Coal Creek Parkway and Sunset Boulevard for construction that's slated to reopen 5 a.m. on Monday morning. For now, we're continuing to see large delays across I-90 westbound going from Bellevue into Seattle across the bridge. That drive taking 75 minutes currently. Across westbound 520 and 30. Our next Northwest traffic at 314. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host, from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Well, welcome back to Pause and Listen. We're on every Saturday, Northwest News Radio from 2 to 3. This is Peter Brown. I'm really excited to have all the listeners on today, and especially excited to have Julie Warner on with us today from Mud Bay and talking about disaster relief. And I think we've covered some really important subjects today. One of preparing, and I can't overemphase this, for be prepared for yourself. Obviously, be prepared for your pets. Yeah. Do it together, right? Think about in a disaster situation, whether it's a house fire, an earthquake, if it's a power outage, whatever it is, do you want your pet with you?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The answer is yes, right? Absolutely. And so let's prepare for that. Let's look at them. They are a family member, and let's prepare together for that. And and once again, was it humanesociety.org that has a great list of
humanesociety.org for pets and ready.gov for the whole family.
Perfect. So highly recommend doing that. Be prepared. What were your words on that, Julie?
Failing to plan is planning to fail.
Oh, yeah. Words to live by. So I think I need to probably do a better job following that. We also want to, you know, just remember what's happening in Maui right now. And I think it's an opportunity for all listeners out there to help.
Yeah.
And they need help. There's a lot going on. The devastation is awful. And
how it's going to be going on for a while.
Yeah. And the two spots you would recommend for donations?
GreaterGood.com and MauiHumaneSociety.org.
Great. Yeah. And thank you, Julie, for what all you've done. And if it's an interest to any of the listeners, certainly you can contact me directly through our website, carveterinary.com. I can connect you with the right people that are looking for volunteers. Don't hesitate to reach out to me at any point in time onto that. We're all here to help and to make a difference. And whether that's through financial support or volunteering or maybe in helping, you know, haul some horses in your horse trailer.
Yes, please.
It all makes a difference. So that's going to wrap up today's show. Thanks, Marina, for being on, producing today.
Anytime. It's been fascinating. Yeah. I've learned so much from Julie today.
Yeah, she's awesome. I think we're going to probably make her a regular, maybe. So we'll have to see. So
I think that's a
thanks
brilliant
thanks for having
idea.
Me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And Julie, once again, thank you. Do recommend if there's questions or subjects, go to carveterinary.com. Leave us a message. Really happy to be with everybody today. This is Peter Brown. Pause and listen.
preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Carr Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit carveterinary.com.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Carr Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Carr puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Carr has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click carveterinary.com to find the one that's near you and see for yourself how Carr is reimagining the veterinary experience. Carr Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A veterinary.com.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future. Results may vary.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.